This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What was Hurricane Ida is not done with us. The storm's remnants are expected to dump maybe 8 inches of rain on some areas from Pennsylvania to Massachusetts. Forecasters are warning that those across parts of the mid-Atlantic states will probably see tornadoes this afternoon and this evening. There is some good news. They've managed to get the power back on for some residents of New Orleans 3 days after Hurricane Ida knocked out electricity to the whole city. Summer Fields lives in New Orleans, and she says it's pretty bad right now.
It's a big mess, and most people have left town. I think part of that is due to the power outages.
AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Tens of thousands of utility repair people are trying to get the lights back on in New Orleans. More than 1 million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi are without electricity, and many could be so for many more days. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
Please listen to your local officials. Please listen to when they tell you it's safe to come back home.
Some 440,000 people in 17 parishes are without water. Nearly 320,000 are under boil water advisories. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is pointing a finger at the U.S. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Putin has told an audience that for 20 years, the U.S. military in Afghanistan was trying to civilize the people who live there, to introduce their norms and standards of life in the broadest sense of the word, including the political organization of society. Russia's leader claims, as a result, the country has achieved zero. A zero result, he says, if not negative. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Texas law banning most abortions in the state took effect at midnight. France is now giving COVID booster shots to those over 65. This is AP News. The Mormon Church is ratcheting up its push for COVID vaccines, but members are divided on this. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
Members of the faith widely known as the Mormon Church remain deeply divided on vaccines and mask wearing, despite consistent guidance from church leaders. Members who support the stance say their fear that some Latter-day Saints who refuse to get vaccinated are allowing their political views to supersede their loyalty to a faith that prioritizes unity and obedience. Other church members are upset that their leaders aren't letting them exercise their own personal decision-making about vaccines and mask wearing. The Utah-based religion of 16 million members worldwide is one of many faiths grappling with how to best navigate the lingering impacts of the pandemic. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Google says workers will now return to offices on January 10th, delaying the return as the Delta variant of the virus spreads. It's driving a dramatic spike in cases. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.